Gemara in Masechet Zvachim Daf Kuf Tet. Okay, we're starting a new Mishnah on the Amud. Okay, the Amud, the Gemara, it's a continuation basically on the Sugis we've been discussing. We're still discussing the same Psukim, which are in Vayikra Yud Zayim, which are the Psukim of Adab to Tet. So the first seven Psukim, remember, speaking about the Shechita and the last two Psukim we're speaking about Maale. I just saw an interesting comment. Abrav Yitzchak Kamenetsky, Yaakov Kamenetsky, was a big Rosh Hashiva in America, died not longer. And he says, why does the Mishnah speak about Ma'ale Bechutz and not speak about Maktir? Because what's Ma'ale? Ma'ale is putting on the Mizbech, right? Which is Maktir. So the difference between Maktir and Ma'ale is that Ma'ale is when you do something, Maktir, when you do something for Reach Nichoach. So you're giving it for the purpose of a korban to Hashem. When you do something outside the Mizbeach, you're clearly not doing it for the purposes of Hashem. Therefore, it's called Ma'aleh, not Maktir, which is actually a very nice explanation of understanding the difference why the Gemara has been using the word Ma'aleh, or the Mishnah Ma'aleh, not Maktir. Okay, so we carry over here. Echad kochim ksherim, right? Echad kochim ksherim, echad kochim psulim. So whether it's kochim that are kasher or kochim that are pasul, right? But the kochim psulim, Shehaya psulan b'kodesh. That's a big difference, right? Remember, we learned before. Anytime kochim became possible b'kodesh, right? So if you would put it on the mizbeach, they would stay. Even though they would become possible. Rashi said, "Ravia hoil bifnim," right? That they became possible. Imalu lo yardu, right? Why? Because they're called mitkabel bifnim kareinu beis. They're defined as mitkabel bifnim. They're called which would be accepted, even though they were tameh, or they were possible. And therefore, be chai b'chutz. Right? So look at the Mishnah again. Echad kochim ksherim, or kochim psulim shayab psulam b'kodesh, and then v'kivan b'chutz, b'adi b'adi b'chutz, chayev. Okay, that's the first halacha. So the kochim psulim, or kochim b'chikayim pasul inside the azar. When they arrived in the azar, they were perfect. A new halacha v'ya, hamalek zayit bin ha'ola. Right? So now, if you b'te'avon, see the advantages I had to being doing it in your house, Steve. So Hamaleh kezayit min ha'ola. So now, if you put on the mizbeach a kezayit of an ola, right? Now listen carefully. Yeah. So it's a kezayit from an ola, min ha'emurin b'chutz. Right. Now Rashi says, yeah, kezayit min ha'ola min ha'emurin. Chatzi zayit mize v'chatzi zayit mize. Chayav dekula kalil. So with an ola, as opposed to a shlamim, we'll see just now. Because an ola, says Rashi, that's kulo taktir, you're going to burn the whole thing. So if you put half a kezayit of the meat of an ola, and half a kezayit of its amorin, outside together, to join to form a kezayit. We're seeing here clear, you have to be chayav on a kezayit, you're only chayav on a kezayit, right? Just like eating. But the ola would join together the amorin and the meat itself. We'll see later on in the Gemara that goes on. Our Gemara is a brighter. Tarabanan. Asher yale ola. So the shita takes out the words ozevach. You'll see why in a second. So the brighter brings a pasuk. Says, Asher yale ola. Now that pasuk again is yud zayin pasuk chet, which is speaking about ma'ale b'chutz. Right? We've spoken about it. So the brighter says, ain yale ola. I don't know about ola because asher yale ola. Minayin rabot emorei asham emorei chatat emorei kochim emorei kochim kalim. Where do I know that it would also include if I used any of the amorim, right, of an asham or a chatat? Now it's interesting. The Mishnah says the Bar says kochi kochi, but now we know that ola and asham and chatat all kochi kochi. So therefore, Rashi feels the need to explain what it's speaking about up here. It says the kivsei atzeret, okay, which would be the kivs on Shavuot, right? The amorei kochim kalim and even amorim. Remember amorei kochim kalim. I've said this a few times. Amorei kochim kalim are actually kochi kochim, remember? Mm-hmm. Right? So all of these examples over here, how do we know they'd also be included? Tamud lomar, zavach. Okay, because it says there, asher yale, ola, or zavach. So the zavach here comes to include all the amorim of the others. So now, the shita adds in a question which isn't in our Gemaras. If you look at the shita adds in over here, minai nirabot et hadam. How did it include the blood as well? The blood would also be included. So it says there, Tamud Lomar O Zavach. The fact that it says Ola O Zavach. So Zavach teaches us all these lists which we just saw now a moment ago. And the oil contains the blood. Then the writer carries on and says, Binai in the rabot ha-kometz va-levona va-ketoret u-minchat kod u-minchat kod mashiach va-menasech shlosha login yayin shlosha login mayim. Hadana includes all these other korbanot, right? Which are now no longer the meat korbanot. So we've got the kometz of the mincha. We've got the levona. Rashi says that of the minchat nedava, you have to add in that frank incense, right? You've got the ketoret. So now, the ketoret at the moment, and we'll see just now, we're going to discuss the ketoret in the next mishnah as well. There'll be a question here which the ketoret is. At the moment, we're assuming that the ketoret here is the ketoret that the Kohen does every morning, in the evening and the night. Uminchat kohanim, right? And minchat kohanim, look at Rashi, it says, Shehi kalil, the minchat kohanim, remember the kohanim, as opposed to the minchat of Yisrael, is not eaten at all. The Kohen burns the whole mincha, right? As opposed to the mincha of the Yisrael, which he only burns the kometz and the rest that Kohanim eat. Right? That's Rashi says, Yo, minchat Kohanim shehi kalil, beruya lehala ke kometz minchat Yisrael, abar shrei minchat Yisrael, elu chaya balei alatam. So he was speaking about the whole korban, as opposed to the kometz itself. Uminchat Kohen Mashiach, right? The minchat Kohen Mashiach, Rashi says, is the asirut ha'efa, the tenth of the efa, which he brings every day. Right? About menasech shlosha lugin yayin, shlosha lugin mayim. Right, these are these come within the tzachim. They're small amounts. So where do we know that all of these as well? You'd be chayv on the outside. Tamud lomar ve'el petach ol moed lo yevienu. So all these things that are meant to come to the mizbeach, right, are included. And the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, kol abal petach ol moed chayvin labachutz. Anything that you would bring inside to the petach ol moed, if you do it on the mizbeach outside, you chayv. Ve'ni la kochim ksherim minayim rabu psulim. Right, how did I even coach him the psulim? Now the bride gives some examples. For example, kagon halan, right, it was spent overnight, they went overnight. Vahayotse, which left the azara, vahatame, or things which became tame, or shenishchat chutzizbano, if it was the shchita was done with a kavona here of the wrong time, which would be, in our case would be basically pigul, or vachutzlim komo, if you had kavona to eat in the wrong place, or shekiblu psulim, if a kohen was pasul, he was the one that did the Kabbalah. And nonetheless, they did the zrika, or anitanin lamata shitla malakachatal, which the blood was done beneath the chudasikra, or an ola which was done above the chudasikra, shitla lamata, but anitan machut shitla bifnim. And there was stuff which should have been done outside, and you brought it inside. But anitan bifnim, talking about here in the kotcha in the heichal, right? But anitan bifnim shitla machut, like the pyre and the seir, etc. Upesach v'chatat. Right, which we've done, when we learned about that at the very, very beginning of the Mishnah. All these things over here, the writer says, Sheshachatu Shelo Lishman, right? I mean, how do I know that all of these things as well, that if you did them wrong, nonetheless, you still be chayv, you put it outside, Tamud Lomar, Lo Yevienu La'asot. Okay? That comes from the Pasuk there, Pasuk Tet, which is the last Pasuk in this parasha, which speaks about Ma'ale Bachutz. And it says, La'asot. Look at Rashi. Tamud lomar la'asot. Mashma ha-re'uyin le'asot. And there was ra'uy to have done inside the Ben HaMikdash. Afilu en ra'uy lavoh b'chutz lipnim. Even if you weren't allowed to bring it from the Hechal, from the Chatzir into the Hechal. V'hani nami, etc. Kevan de'im alu lo yadu. But nonetheless, once you would have brought it on the Mizbeach, it wouldn't come down. V'kohen iskak la'apech b'hem b'tzinora. Ol ha'rotan mirosh Mizbeach le'maracha. And the Kohen would have had to do avoda with them once it's on the Mizbeach. Re'uyin le'asot kerim, they are called ra'uy. So we've seen this concept of here twice today. At the very beginning, the very first Rashi, the Mishnah called it mitkabel bifnim ra'at karina, but it's called mitkabel, and here it's called re'uyin. So even though they're all pasul, they're tamay, whatever the case was, they are called re'uyin, they would have stayed up on the Mizbeach. Any of these things, right? And the bright, or the Gemara ends off with the halocha, kol ha-mit Kabel, bapetach, ohel moed, chayavin alav bachutz. Okay, that's an easy, quick run through of the Gemara. Pretty simple, straightforward. Okay. Now, the Gemara takes the brighter. The next halach in the brighter was, hamale kezait min ha'ola u min ha'emurin bachutz chayav, right? So you brought it, and Rashi said, if you mix them together. So now the Gemara says like this, ola ve'emurea in. If it's the ola and it's emurim, we know that a half a kezait of each one will be okay. Shlamim ba'emoreihen, no, but a shlamim won't be. Right? That's just looking a little bit difficult. Right? So look at Rashi very quickly. Shlamim lo. It says, Ya'ein b'saran mitztaref. Shlamim, the meat won't join up im emorehen lekezayit latchut. You won't be able to join the meat and the emorim of shlamim together. Why not? Says Rashi. Mishum debasa shlamim lav bar haktarahu. Because the meat of the shlamim, you don't put in the mizbeach, right? You eat it. The balek korban eat it. Velo karina bay el petach or el moed lo yevienu. And therefore, it's not part of this definition. The emorim are, but the meat isn't. And since the meat isn't, if you put the meat together with the emorim, they don't join, they don't work. With the ola, they all gang onto the mizbeach. So it's considered, right? El petach or moed, the meat. Okay, so that's the Gemara learns from the Braita, from the Mishnah. That the Ola, yes, the Shlamim, no. And the Gemara brings proof, and it's like this, Tanina, Laha, what we learned in our Mishnah is exactly the same, but we learned in the Braita, the Torah, not a Braita. It says as follows, and this Braita, the Tosefti in Me'ila. Ola, the Emorea, mitstarfin the Kazayit, Latan Bachutz. Exactly like we saw, that the Ola and its Emorim joined together to form a Kazayit, to make you Chayev, if you put it on a mizbech outside the chatzir, ulechayev alein mishum pigu notar v'tamina. Here the Mishnah is different to our brayta. Our brayta just said that the ola and the emorim meet are joined together. We never mentioned anything about pigu notar v'tamina. Right. So now the Gemara says like this: bishloma ha'alat ola de kalil in shlamim lo. We understand our Mishnah and this Baloch in the Braita, which says that when you put together, right, the Ola, so it works, right, and the Shlamim don't work. Ela pigu v'notar v'tame, my timer, right, and the Shita adds in there with the Ota, lo, why does it only work for a Ola, the pigul, tame, and notar, and not work for a shlamim? We understand why the connection of the emorim and the kazait and less of the basa would work together, right? For a ola, and why it won't work for a shlamim? Because for a shlamim, we said the meat is not el petach or moed or yeviena. But why wouldn't it work for tame, and for pigul, what's the question? For notar. In other words, why is the shlamim different in those respects? The Gemara says like this. V'hatnan, and we learned in the Mishnah, in Me'ila as well, kol ha-pigulim mitztarfin, v'chol ha-notarin mitztarfin. All pigul joins and all notar joins. Right? In other words, why is our Mishnah excluding shlamim from pigul, notar, or this brighter, excluding notar and pigul from shlamim? Now look at Rashi, the very last line, the narrow lines. Kol ha-pigul mitztarfin, Mishnah hi b'mena. The Mishnah says, kol ha-pigul mitztarfin. Right? So the Gemara has to try and explain why the Braita, right, says, our Mishnah speaks about, and this Braita there speaks about only Ola, yet the Mishnah in Me'ila, right, says that they should also be applying to Shlamim. You with me? A little bit difficult now. So now the Gemara says like this. So therefore we've got a kashya pigul a pigul. We've got a kashya notar notar. Right? So now there seems to be a kashya between pigul and notar. It's interesting that the Gemara is speaking about tamay, by the way. But it says a kashya pigul a pigul, kashya notar a notar. So the Gemara says, you know what? Actually not a kashya at all. Pigul a pigul lo kashya. We can solve the difference between pigul a pigul. Why does our brighter over here, which we just spoke about a second ago, where we said tanina, right, like in our Mishnah, the Ola, the Emor Mishtafin, the Kazayit, Notar, Mechutz, Techayev, Mishum Pigul, right, Ulechayev, Mishum Pigul, Notar, Vetame, as opposed to Shlamim, it says, Pigul, Pigul, Okashia, Kan, Bepigul, Kan, Bemachshevet, Pigul. The Gemara now makes a distinction between Pigul and Machshevet, Pigul. What's the difference? Firstly, just before we even look inside Rashi, which explains it in detail, we can think about it for a second. Machshevet, Pigul is what we've always learned about as the proper pigul, right? Machshevet pigul is when you have the kavona, when you're doing a maaseh, to eat it at the wrong time, right? That's pigul. But then once you've got food which has become pigul, there's an issue to eat it, correct? So they're two different things. So now look at Rashi here. The first very wide lines of Rashi says, Kan bepigul, kan bemachshavei pigul. Ha diktani mitstarfin. That Mishnah in Me'ila, which said that kol, we quoted a Mishnah over there, kol ha-piguli mitstarfin, right? There we're speaking about ba'ochel pigul. And then I'm skipping the Rashi over here, right? And when we said, v'hadiktani ola einst in shlamim lo, in our Mishnah, right, which we quoted, or the brighter here, which is like our Mishnah, we only said it for ola and not for others, b'machshevet pigul. Okay, that's the long and the short of the Rashi. It's a long Rashi, yeah? Basically, that's the idea. So the one, when our Mishnah said that pigul, when the brighter in our Mishnah said only in ola, it's talking about the kavona for pigul. When the Mishnah in Me'ida said, Yuchayev and all mitzdarev, to be for eating pigul. So there, if you would eat shlamim, right, together it would form a pigul. But when you have kavona, it would only be on the ola, on the amorim of the ola, not the shlamim, because the meats are separate. And then the Gemara says again, and kan b'machshir pigul, and notar, notar, also lo kashya. So the same idea for notar, right? Notar means it's left over. It says the same thing, kan b'notar, kan b'shenitotru ad shelo nizrak adam. That's a little bit more difficult, right? So now the Gemara has to now explain what the difference is between notar and notar. So it says like this, I explain it outside and we look inside Rashi. It says notar, again, is would be eating notar, right? If you ate food that was notar, so ashlamim as well, and any old korban would have a period of time that you could eat it. So ashlamim, for example, you got 2 days. If you ate ashlamim after day three, you'd be eating notar. And there, if it was the amorin, or if it was the ashlamim, or the meat, whatever the case was, that all add up together. But then nitotru, look at Rashi inside. Let's hear it inside. So I'm in the Rashi now. Kan benotar kamish nitotru. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down from the wide lines of Rashi. Hadiktani mitstarfin. When we said that they are mitstarev, which is different to our brayta and our own Mishnah, and we're saying the Mishnah in Me'ila said they are mitstarev. So there, ba'ochel notar kama. There we speak about eating notar. Hadiktani ola in shlamim lo. In our case, we said that it only applies to notar of ola and not to shlamim. Benishit b'shenitotru mi'ibud v'sreif. What's going on over here? When it was left over from him which had gone, got lost or burnt. Kagon. Avdu habasar v'aymorim kodem zrika. You lost the amorim and the meat for the korban before you did the zrika of the dam. Okay? Big balagan in the balamigdash. And suddenly this blood, this meat went missing. And hadn't yet done the zrika. Remember, the zrika is what's called the matir. The zrika allows you to eat the meat. Remember? So before the zrika is done, you can't eat the meat. V'nishtayer chatzi zayit mizeh v'chatzi zayit mizeh. Now, you found left over, the meat's all gone, and the rim are gone, but there's a less than a kazayit of a bit of meat, and less than a kazayit of the amorim. And that you found, ba'ola de kula kalil, right, of an ola, and since you're going to burn the amorim and the meat of the ola together, so that each half a kazayit, you can join up for the kazayit, and you can do the zrika. Because then you've got achila of the kazayit. When we said that the mizbeach also eats. Ukrab Yeshua, Dabbe Perek Tful Yom. Im ein basar ein. We had that machloket there on Daf Kuf Dalet a few daf ago. We said it was a machloket. Who says ein basar ein dam or ein basar? Does the blood and the meat have to go together or not? The Gemara says, yeah, we're paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, who said that you have to have blood for meat. That only if there's meat can you do the blood work. So now, if it's an ola and we found over a piece of the meat and a piece of the amorim, they're going to be anyhow. They're going to be burnt in this bach together. So therefore, we say we've got a kazait. But if it's a shlamim, which was left over, a part of the meat and a part of the amorim, there we wouldn't be able to do the zrika dam, because they aren't going to both be burnt together. With me, because the amorim we're going to burn, but not the meat itself. Okay, that's the difference between notar and notar. So therefore, the one place say notar, the other place say not notar. And this is the money. And who is this halacha? Back in the Gemara, third last line of the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua. It's all Rabbi Yeshua, right? And this is the Gemara Merid as well. We saw it in our daf as well. The Tari Yeshua Meir Kol Hazvachim Shebetorah Shenishtayer Mehen. The Shita changes to Mehen Kazayid Basa. So all the zvachim, right? And Rashi says they're all the zvachim except for Ola. Okay, very important. Except for Ola. So all the korban except for all in the Torah, she nishtayer mehen kazayit basar u kazayit chaylev. If there's a kazayit of meat or a kezayit of chaylev, right? That's all chaylev. The Mishra Shraf changed it to either meat or chaylev. You can do the zrika, right? Because he says there, ein basa, ein dam, ein basa, right? You have to have the meat and for the blood. However, chatzi zayit basa, v'chatzi zayit chaylev, right? If you only got a half a kezayit, all other korbanot, right? Except for the ola, because the ola gets completely burnt. So you could do it with the ola. Ein ol zoreket adam. Uva'ola, and yeah, he says here, uva'ola, chati zayit basa v'chatzayit chaylev, if you got a half and a half, zoreket adam. Why? Ibnei shekula kalil, all gets burnt up. U'mincha, now I quickly summarize this here, and says that mincha, when we come to the non-animal korbanot, afilu kula kayemet, if that whole mincha is around, right, lo yizrok, right, you don't throw the blood. Now the Gemara gets confused here. What do you mean yizrok? We speak about mincha. Where do you have blood when it comes to mincha, right? The Gemara says, mincha, my abidata. Right, look at Rashi there. Third line of Rashi there. My zrikat dam eche mincha. Where's the zrikat dam eche mincha? It's Amara Papa, minchat nesachim. We talk about minchat nesachim, haba'a ima zevach. Now to understand this, just going to quickly understand, the minchat nesachim is a special mincha that you bring with korbanot that have the nesachim, which you bring the wine with them. That's an ola shlamim or a chatat of a mitzora or an ashlam of a mitzora. Right? In those animals, right, you would bring a mincha, right, with the nesachim, right, on those types of korbanot. And then again, the amount that you would bring would depend. So, you know, we know famously we said in all the davening, shloshah shim napar, shloshah shim ayu, shloshah kevish, shloshah davening, shloshah shim napar, shloshah shim ayu, and all the yom tov davening, on sukkahs, we've got it. So, the bigger and the par gets three eshronim, the ayu gets two eshronim, and the kevish gets one isharon, right, of mincha. Those are those minchot. So, it's not really the mincha itself. We too many, if it's left over there, the mincha of the nesachim, which come with those korbanot. If any of those left, look at Rashi there. So mincha nesachim sheba im azevach, the last wild lines of Rashi, va'avad basar zevach. So you've got the mincha, and the meat got lost, right? So lo yizrok el adam bishvila, you can't do the zrika on the dam for the mincha, the lav gufa des vichu, because it's already part of the korban. Okay? So that's just like an aside there to complicate matters a little bit before we ended off on a reasonably decent sugya. Okay, so that's the end of that Gemara. New Mishnah. Matnitin. I can assure you that it's only going to get harder. Okay, you had no doubts. All right, okay. We're going nasty. Matniti. New Mishnah. Komets. Right, we're talking about the kemitza of the mincha. Vahalavona. Right? And Rashi says there, of the mincha as well. So we've got the komets of the mincha, the lavona of the mincha. Right? Vaketoret. Remember, I mentioned earlier on the ketoret. Here we've got the ketoret. Now look at Rashi quickly. It's an important Rashi, this. HaKetoret, we're speaking over here. Rashi says, Shebechol yom pras shel shachir upras shel bein harbaim. A pras, by the way, I think I actually wrote it down, is about 240 grams. Okay, like a quarter kilo. Okay? So it's bigger than a kezayit, right? Much bigger than a kezayit, right? So a ketoret, Rashi says here, we're talking about every day, in the morning and the night, the Kohen would bring a pras shel ben arbaim, sheiktir kezayit men bachutz chayav. So every day and night, the Kohen would do ketoret in the morning and in the evening. And if you took a kezayit, says Rashi, now it's very important. We'll see the maskana of the Gemara is that we're not discussing the ketoret of the Kohen every day and night. This is the Hava Amina in the Mishnah. We're going to conclude in the Gemara, we're talking about the ketoret of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur inside the Heichal. Okay, but true to form, Rashi discusses always the Hava Amina. So Rashi is giving his opinion here on how the Gemara will understand the Mishnah in the Hava Amina. We'll see that on it's going to change. So here Rashi says like this. At the moment we're discussing, you know, in fact, let's just quickly run through this halacha in the Mishnah. We'll come back to Rashi in a second. So I'm starting again. Hakomets of the Mincha, the Levona of the Mincha, the Ketoret, we're assuming now we're speaking about the Ketoret every day and night. Minchat Kohanim, right? Minchat Kohanim is the mincha of a Kohen that's completely burnt. Uminchat Kohen Mashiach, that's a mincha of a Kohen Gadol. Uminchat Nesachim, we just saw what there was a second ago. Those are the minachot that come with those different korbanot. Right? Now, the Shittat Shehiktir me'echat mehem kezayit bachutz. Chayiv.
Shekriv.
Sorry?
Shekriv. Shektir.
Now, so I said, the Shita Mekubetze changes it. There, he says, Nesachim Shehiktir. Now, if you look, the Kulan, just one second, Minchat Nesachim, he changes it, Shehiktir. I wanted to actually point out on that. By changing that Nusach, that messes up a little bit that explanation I gave at the very beginning of Rav Kamenetsky, right? Because Rav Kamenetsky said that the Mishnah uses the word Ma'ale, and he had to use Makriv. He says, because Maktir is when you want to do it the Shem Hashem. But anyhow, but now that it's the Shitta, for some reason, he's got a Nusach over there. If you look there, it says, Nusachim Sheiktir V'Tevat Sheikriv Nimchak. And you cross out the word Sheikriv, right? Kazayit, Bachutza, Kazayit, any of these things outside, you be Chayev. Let's look quickly at Rashi here. I know it's going to complicate things, but it's important, Peter, a piece of Rashi, the very first Rashi in the Mishnah. So it says, Halavon Hashem V'Aktorit, Shebechol Yom Prat Shashachit Prat Shabben Arbaim, Sheiktir Kazayit Men Bechutz Chayev. If you, even though you meant to only do, you meant to do a whole pras, if you did a kazayit, you already be chayev, right? And he says there kasabar kiketiv oto, because the pasuk says oto ala shalem hu chayev, v'enu chayev la chaser ashur haktara ketiv v'hainu kazayit. Even though you do a pras, right? Rashi is assuming over here that you a kazayit would be the minimum amount, right? So a kazayit would be good enough to make you chayev. Now, Rabbi Eliezer poter achi yakriv kulan. Rabbi Eliezer says that you patur, if you did just a kazayit, you'd have to do the whole shir. Okay, so example, with a ketoret, he'd say you have to do a whole pras, not a kazayit. And if it was the mincha, let's say, you'd have to burn the whole amount that you're going to eat. The mincha is a bit more complicated, right? But in other words, he says that you aren't chayim on a kazayit on its own, you chayiv for whatever the whole shear would be. That's the first halacha in the Mishnah. Then the next halacha is v'chulan, right? She krivan bifnim, right? Any of these which you did your hakrava inside in the right place, v'shiyer mehen kazayit, and then there was a kazayit left over, v'hi krivo b'chutz. So you've already done a portion of the avoda inside. There was leftover kazayit, and then you took that kazayit outside. You'd be chayev. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who says the whole shiur has to be done to be chayev, would agree that if you've already done the shiur inside and there's a kazayit left over and you took that kazayit out, even he would agree you chayev. You with me? Right? Then v'chulan, in all of these lists that we just mentioned, shechashru kol shehu, that there wasn't an amount missing. In other words, look at Rashi, v'chulan shechashru kol shehu, which you wouldn't have been able to do the avodah inside the Beit HaMikdash because the shear wasn't there, the measure that you needed wasn't around. And then you took that amount which was left over, which wouldn't have been able to be used in the Beit HaMikdash, and you did it outside the Beit HaMikdash, you'd be patur, right? And Rashi says they hoil the eight mitkan because they aren't called mitkan bivnim because they wouldn't be able to do it inside. So if you couldn't do the avodah inside and did it outside, it wasn't considered avodah, you'd be patur. Then the last halacha of the Mishnah here, Ma'ale, here the Haggadah Bach changes this to from Makriv to Ma'ale, which fits in nicely with our theme of Ma'ale as opposed to Makriv. Right, so Ma'ale Kochim ve'emorim bechutz chayev. Look at Rashi there, Kochim ve'emorim shehikriva basar ve'emorim mechubarin bo. Right, in other words, when it says there Kochim, you did meat, you added up the meat, and the emorim were still connected. Yuchayev mishum emorin. Rashi says Yuchayev mishum emorin. Because remember, even in the kodshe kalim, the emorim are kodshe kodshe. Remember, so you be chayev because the emorim or have to be inside the mizbeach. You be chayev on the emorim. Okay, let's get into the Gemara. The Gemara brings a bright tarabanan hamaktir kazayit. Right. So now you maktir a kazayit of ketoret. The Shita adds in the ketoret b'chutz chayev. So if you take a kazayit of ketoret, we said in the Mishnah we understood ketoret to be the ketoret that the Kohen Gadol brings up, or the Kohen every day at morning and night, right? It's like a tamid. Because maktir kazayit ketoret b'chutz chayev, right? And the brayta says, Chatzi pras bifnim patur. So good Rashi, yeah? He says, yeah, if you did a kazayit of ketoret b'chutz yuchayev, If you did a chatzi pras bifnim, you patur. In fact, you know, before we look at Rashi for a second, look at the, let's carefully read this writer first, sorry. Kasal kedatach, to the Gemorsa over here, right, what are we thinking? My patur, patur zar. So we said, yeah, chatzi pras, if you did a kezayit outside, you chayev. If you did a chatzi pras inside, in other words, the right place, you patur. So the writer says, what do we mean you patur? Right, we must mean a patur the zar. It wasn't a kohen. But a zar came into the Beit HaMikdash and did a chatzi zayit to be patur. So Gemara said, wait a second. Am I? Why is he patur? Ha-haktari. That's a haktara. So why is he patur? He did a vod of a kohen in the wrong place, the wrong person. So I'm Rabbi Zayir, I'm Rabbi Chizda, I'm Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba, I'm a Rav. My patur. What do we mean when we said there patur? We actually meant patur tzibur. That the tzibur is patur. Now, skip the Rashi there. We'll go back to it in a second. But just skip Rashi's there, the third wide lines of Rashi. Ma patur paratzibur. He says, yeah, de yatsu yedei chovatan, de kezayit havia aktara. Right? He says, the tzibur actually be in yotze. That's what we mean, we say patur tzibur, yotze tzibur. So what's going on over here? Let's look at the previous Rashi's. Let's go back. Chatzi pras bifnim. So Rashi says, yeah, lav davke chatzi pras nakat. Doesn't have to be a chatzi pras. Right? Of the huadin le kazayit, even if it was a kazayit, which is much less, ele pachot mikashiur hechsher mitzvatanakat. When we said the chatzi pras, we just meant that you did an amount which is less than the amount which you'd be yotze with. So we need a pras, right? But even if it was less than any amount, less. That's what we meant when we said that chatzi pras bifnim patu. So now the Gemara says, okay, kesavad ma patu b'zeh. So the ilav bezarut kamash. Rashi says if we aren't speaking about zarut, then it's not a kohen. Then my patur shayach le bifnim. Then what are we speaking about? We said the guy's patur. Va my patur. What are you patur on? Ha haktari. You did haktara. The ha hai tane de mechayev rabachutz. Because we saw earlier on that the tane said amaktir kezayit ketorit bachutz yuchayev. So if you did haktara bifnim, then why are you patur? We saw that even if there's a chutz yuchayev, therefore obviously if there's a pnim, it's a proper haktara. You with me? If it wasn't a proper haktara, you'd be chayev atzah. We saw earlier on, right? That if you, we saw in the Mishnah, we said, v'kulan shechaseru kol shehu, if it was missing, it wasn't a proper shiur, if you did atzah, you'd be patur. Why? Because inside it wasn't considered haktara. Here we just said, the Brayta said, amaktir kezayit b'chutz yuchayev, therefore we're saying that the haktara was a proper haktara. So what are you patur for? That's Rashi's question. So we said then the tzibur is yatsu yedei chovatan. So we're a little bit confused over here. So now the Gemara says like this. Amar Rabbi Zayir, Rabbi Zayir got a kasha. He says, "E kasha li ha kasha li." If that means confusing for me, then this is what's confusing for me.
How does that?
Right? He says, "Ha da amar Rav ala." Rav on this sugya, yeah. Rav said that what's going on over here, Shebaha, on this case of the Haktara Bifnim, Afilu Rabbi Elazar Mode, right? Rabbi Elazar says, right, look at Rashi over here, Femi the Mode, Vaf agav de parg banitina bechutz, Mode hu lahai tana, Bahai sefer de patu tzibur, right? He says, Rabbi Elazar, who earlier on in our Mishnah, remember there was a machlok in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says that you have you patur until you do kriv on the whole shiur. Remember that? Rabbi Eliezer said that you that on a kezayit, when you meant to do a pras, you wouldn't be chayev because you have to have a whole shiur. He says, I don't understand over here, right? He says, to be high safe, the patur tzibur ukashi ala, amai mode. Why would he agree? Rabbi Eliezer love haktari. Kama mi de patur abichutz. He said, not consider haktara. Because you patur if you did it outside, therefore how can you be yotze inside? You with me? Question clear. If it's a kezayit, how can you be yotze when you wouldn't have been chayim on a kezayit outside the country of Rabbi Elazar? So there is Rabbi Elazar's kasha. He says, Rav tells me over here, that Rav mentioned on this bright that even Rabbi Elazar would agree. Right? Rabbi would agree. So he says, how can it be? Rabbi Elazar love haktari kamar. So Rav, so now we got a question. How could Rabbi Elazar agree that on a kezayit you'd be yotze, when a chatzi on a kezayit outside you wouldn't be chayev. It's not a kezayit. It's not a shiur. It's not anything. So here we got a couple of answers. We're going to end like a few machlokot now within the answers. So Amar Rabba. So Rabba gives the first answer. So Rabba says like this. He says, "Bahaktare dehechal." We're not discussing what we thought we were discussing about the price of the coin in the morning and in the evening. Right? It says, "Bahaktare dehechal." Here we're speaking about the haktara. Sorry. Let's get into this. "Bahaktare dehechal." When we talk about the haktara in the hechal, the kule almelo pligi. There is the machloket. Right? There in the hechal is the machloki pligi. What's the Mishnah speaking about? Our Mishnah, when we said the machloket Rabbi Lazar and Chachamim about the whole shiur, not the whole shiur, b'haktara debifnim. That's the haktara inside, not in the azara, sorry, I apologize. The ki, the kule amalo pligi, right? That's the haktara dehechal. Ki pligi, b'haktara defnim. In the Kodesh HaKodashim. The mar savar melochofnav dafka. So there's two ketorets here. There's every day the Kohen brings a ketoret inside the Heichal, right? On the Mizbeach HaZahav. On Yom Kippur, he takes the ketoret into the Kodesh HaKodashim. Remember that? We saw those pictures, right? He takes the machteh and he goes in and he goes out of the body, he comes back, he takes out the machteh again, right? So that's the machloket. He says, on this we're speaking about, the mar savar melochofnav dafka, that's Rabbi Lazar. He says, you have to have a melochofnav, right? A handful. That's the shiur. Umar Savar and Tanakam would say, Melochov Nav Lav Dafka. Right? So he says, don't get confused. The Mishnah wasn't speaking about the Ketoret of the Heichal. Mishnah was speaking about the Ketoret on Yom Kippur. And that's what Rabbi Daza said there, that you would have to have a Melochov Nav, Dafka Melochov Nav. And there he said, if you did less than Melochov Nav outside, you'd be chayev. But on the regular Ketoret every day, there's no machloket. And there, Rabbi Lazar would agree with you. And there, you don't have to have the kazak would be good enough. Right? That's Rabbi's answer. So that's how we can understand that Rabbi Lazar in our Mishnah is cholek. And over here, Rav can tell us that Rabbi Lazar would agree. They're talking about two different things. Clear?
Right.
So that's Rabbi. So Amar le Abaya. So Abaya doesn't like this. Says to Rabbi, Vahaki Kativa. But the Pasuk says, we've got a Pasuk over here, which comes from Vayikra Tetzayin. It says, Vayita zot lachem lechukat olam. This is a chukah, forever, chukat olam, klal. Lechaper al b'nei Yisrael. When you're doing kapar of b'nei Yisrael, mikol chatotam, achat vashna, once a year, vayas kasher tiba Hashem et Moshe. We're speaking about here. When we say once a year, we assume you're speaking about Yom Kippur. And there's a chuk, and there's a klal. So how could our chachamim and our Mishnah say, but what's Rabbi's question? Rabbi's question to Rabbi is like this. Rabbi, you're making the distinction between Yom Kippur and every day. That's beautiful. And you're telling us that the machloket on Yom Kippur is melochof nav dafka or melochof nav lav dafka. Do we have to have that measure not? We've got a pasuk which tells us on Yom Kippur there's a chok. In other words, it's clearly written Yom Kippur has got guidelines. How can Chachamim and Rabbi Lazar argue over whether you have to have a melochof nav or not? Doesn't make sense. On Yom Kippur, the rules are clear. Everybody agrees. We know either melochof nav or not melochof nav. That's what Abaya says to Rava. Right? He says chukah b'akrad v'fnimu dichtiv. So therefore, he says el amar Abaya. Abaya says that's not the machloket. That's not the difference between our Mishnah and our Braita. And amar Abaya, he says, it's what's going on over here. He says what we're really talking about is b'haktara d'bifnim. When it comes to the haktara d'bifnim, which is the melochof nav. There's no machloket. He agrees with Rabbah that we're speaking about two different ketorets, right? That he agrees with, that the one is the ketoret bifnim and one is the ketoret in the heichal. But he says the other way around, that the machloket is not about the bifnim. Ki pligi, where's the machloket? Dafka b'haktara d'chutz. There is the machloket, Rabbi Lazar Chachamim. Mar savar yalfinan panim pnim michutz. Rabbi Lazar says that just like you have to have melochof nav inside, so too you have to have outside in the echal. Umar Saba lo efti machachamim say we don't have a hekesh, we don't learn from it. And therefore Rabbi Lazar will tell us. And the machlok actually is in the echal, not in the pnim. But whether we learn from the pnim or not, right? Amar Rabba, Rabba doesn't like this. Rabba says to Abaya, he says, 1 second, if you want to tell me that Rabbi Lazar learned from Pnim, and Chachamim don't learn from Pnim. So it says, Hashta chutz mi chutz lo yalfe Rabbanan. We've got a case, we're going to see in a second, we're actually going to do this sugya tomorrow. We're almost finished. We're going to do this bright book because it gets quite complicated. So he says, Hashta chutz mi chutz lo yalfe. You want to tell me that the machloket is, do we learn Pnim to chutz from Pnim or not chutz from Pnim? We're going to see in a second, if we don't even learn chutz from chutz, Pnim mi chutz mi bai, and therefore you think that we could learn a hekesh of Pnim from chutz? And what is the case? Mahi, the Gemara says like this, the Tanya, we got a brighter. Yachol ha-ma'ale pachot mi-kazayit komets. Could it be that if you did ma'ale less than a kazayit of a kemitza, of the mincha, u-pachot mi-kazayit a morin, and less than a kazayit, this is in the Mizbeach Achitzon, right? And less than a kazayit of a morin, v'ha-menasech, Pachot mishloshet lugin yayin, and your nisuch was less than three lugs of yayin, and you add pachot mishloshet lugin mayim, and less than three lugs of mayim, yechayav. In other words, when you're joining here now, you got less than a kazad of emorim, and less than a kazad of a kemitza, or less than three lugs of buan, and less than a yayin, when you join them together, Talmud Omar la'asot, right? The Torah tells us there, la'asot. What does it mean, la'asot? And the shita is in lasot oto ala shalem chayav. You only chayav if they are shalem, ve'eno chayav ala chaser. Okay, you know, we're going to carry this tomorrow. It's getting complicated. We've done nicely. We'll carry on tomorrow.